USAA is proudly celebrating 100 years of serving the military community. It was a group of soldiers who launched USAA in 1922 by joining together to insure each other's vehicles when no one else would. Since then, USAA has grown to more than 13 million members strong. And through it all, one thing has remained. USAA is still serving the military community and their families. Find out more at usaa.com/100.
And hot! Welcome to the Veterans Voice, presented by USAA. Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, originating from the Optum Podcast Studio in partnership with podcast channel sponsor, Medicare Mentors, technology partner, Colorado Computer Support, and supporting partner, the Wirenut Home Services.
Welcome to Veterans Voice, presented by USAA, coming to you from the Optum Podcast Studio here on the campus of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Ted Robertson hosting today. Here's what we've got for you in our first segment. The wonderful Mary Heine, who is the Veterans Resource and Community Development Coordinator in our Trinidad office. We're going to tell you how to get services in that area. And then in the second segment, Transition and Employment's John Dix. There is a new hiring event coming up in June for those of you looking for work. It's followed by a networking event and has a great partnership involved with the Veterans Beer Club. So from 2 to 4 on the networking side, after you're done looking for work and applying for jobs at the event, you can have a nice cold beer right here at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Then Delta Solutions, a big government contractor in the area, very high profile. They've done wonderful work. Mark Stafford is the owner and a frequent Veterans Voice flyer here. Mr. Mark Schuster joining us all with Delta Solutions. We're going to talk about their recent recognition by the National SBA. And then finally, Amy Domingue. Amy is the newly minted State Women's Veterans Services Officer. Very excited to meet Amy. She'll be right here in the studio with us. In the meantime, though, joining us from Trinidad over Zoom, our wonderful friend Mary Heine. Mary, welcome to Veterans Voice. This is the next in a series of monthly updates we're going to do together. Introduce yourself, if you don't mind. Tell us a little bit about the office in Trinidad, where you're located, how we connect with you for services, and then let's do a little updating. Let's talk about what's happening in your end of the world.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you giving me this time to, you know, speak about what we're doing here in Trinidad. A little bit about me. I am in the Army Reserves. I'll have 11 years in September. I was an MP and then I'm HR now. And yeah, I moved here before I went off to Kuwait. Since being back from Kuwait, I've gotten to know the community a lot better. And I'm definitely getting myself out there and helping the community by volunteering a lot, which I love to do anyways. So it's been a great experience so far.
It's a wonderful thing. And you are on your feet. You're fully operational. Where's the office located?
So we're at the Trambians building. It's 127 North Commercial Street, Suite 205. And I'm right across from Coley's in the Workforce Center for locals. They'll definitely know those two areas. Those two businesses. And I am here from 08 to 1400 Monday through Thursday and 08 to 1300 on Fridays.
Let's talk about the range of services that you're offering in your office as you start to build your staff out. You're going to have some volunteer folks. You're going to have some service providers in your office as well. But where are we at now and where are we headed?
So actually pretty exciting. We're trying to get an AmeriCorps member to work here with me because I do so much outreach and volunteering and meetings that sometimes I'm just not in the office for a couple hours and, you know, I don't want to turn any veterans away. So that's really exciting to get somebody in here, hopefully very soon, and possibly even somebody from the community that is a veteran. That would be extremely helpful because then they can know the services that are already here. I definitely work closely with the Workforce Center right across the street. They send over veterans in need of any assistance, whether it be jobs, homelessness, anything like that. And I have been very involved in the county commissioners with Ray Odom. We speak every day about what we could do better here in the community. And he's opened up my connections to folks already in the town that do help veterans. And what I want to do is, you know, just make that list even longer. We need so much here since it's just community care. We're in a rural area. So to find those folks that can help us, whether it be healthcare, whether it be homelessness, or even employment, that's extremely important. And that's something that I've been working hard on. It's just going to take time. I need to realize that myself. You know, there's a lot of people out here that I haven't even met yet and have yet to connect with. So it's something that I'm really excited that we get those connections and we start helping out veterans more.
Yeah. And if I understand it, you've caught the attention of the local media down there. It wasn't too long ago where you just did an interview on the local radio station, a KCRT.
Yes. Eli DeBono, he's been a great help, a huge support. And I hope to go back on the radio station and speak more about, you know, what we're doing in the community, regardless if it's something I'm doing, somebody else is doing for veterans. It's, you know, we just need more information put out there about veterans, I feel like.
Mary, we're going to take a quick pause to say thank you to a sponsor. Veterans Voice is produced in the Optum Podcast Studio. Optum Colorado and Mountain View Medical Group, part of Optum, offer 20 clinics throughout the Pikes Peak region. The primary and specialty care doctors provide quality patient-centered care backed by Optum's industry-leading health services and technology. Optum is dedicated to helping our community live healthier while keeping care affordable. Visit optumcare.com/Colorado to learn more. And we're back with Mary Heine. Mary, who is the Veterans Resource and Community Development Coordinator for the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center office located in Trinidad. They are in the Champion Center, downtown Trinidad. And Mary, what are the landmarks again? One of them is Pikes Peak Workforce, but the other one's kind of a tasty landmark.
Holy's, yes. That's a bakery here that a lot of the locals enjoy. I have used them for one of my classes or support groups that I've done here for female veterans of Trinidad.
Nice. And so before we look ahead at some of the events you have coming up, what's contact information for you and your hours again?
You can reach me at 719-845-4872. My hours are Monday through Thursday, 08 to 14. And Friday, 08 to 13.
All right. Wonderfully done. And one more quick sponsor mention, then we'll talk about what's coming up. When it's time to consider your Medicare options, time to talk with Medicare Mentors. Medicare Mentors, powered by Spark, is veteran-owned, a longstanding Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center partner, and the Veterans Voice podcast channel provider. And more than that, they go above and beyond to make sure that when you need them, they're there, lending a helping hand. Medicare Mentors, powered by Spark, always above and beyond. Visit MedicareMentorsLLC.com for more information. What is on the calendar and coming up for veterans, Mary?
So on the 27th, we will be putting out flags at the Masonic Cemetery around 08:30. We'll be putting out the flags that day. On the 29th, there's a Memorial Day breakfast hosted by the Fort Wooten, and that'll be from 08 to 10. And that's free to all veterans, firefighters, law enforcement, and their spouses. Next month, we have the Santa Fe Trail Days from the 9th and 10th, June 9th and 10th. And that's just going to be a huge event downtown. Great food, you know, great entertainment. So just come on out. I'll have a booth at that. And then, like I said, I'm doing the Female Veterans of Trinidad. It's kind of like a support group that I'm going to do monthly. And that's going to be on the 8th of June from 14 to 1500.
You're located in the Champion Center, 127 North Commercial Street, Suite 205, second floor, right downtown in the heart of Trinidad, and available for services from 08 to 16, Monday through Thursday, and Fridays, 08 to 13. Again, 719-845-4872 if you're a veteran and you're in need of services. Mary Heine, Veterans Resource Community Development Coordinator, is there for you at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center in Trinidad. Mary, thank you so, so much for spending some time with us today. We look forward to another visit from you in just about a month from now.
Thank you so much, and I can't wait to speak to you again soon.
Thank you. Enjoy, and we'll talk to you again soon. I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to The Veterans Voice. Coming up in the next segment, Transition and Employment's John Dix with news of a new hiring event coming up in June, and then a networking event that follows that. It's a partnership with Veterans Beer Club. These are folks that you really want to meet. We'll be back in just a couple of moments.
Everyone likes a good party, but no one likes a crasher. Fentanyl, a lethal opioid, has been crashing parties by contaminating drugs. Luckily, there are some simple steps you can take to protect yourself, like having naloxone, a medicine that can stop an overdose. Even having a designated non-user can reduce the risk. We have a full checklist and plenty of info to help keep the party safe. Learn more at keepthepartysafe.org.
Welcome back to Veterans Voice, presented by USAA, coming to you from the Optum Podcast Studio on the campus of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center here in Colorado Springs, Colorado. You're listening to KRDO News Radio, our flagship station. Glad you're here with us. At the bottom of this half hour, you can hop on over to veteransvoice.us and follow the second half hour by podcast. That's veteransvoice.us. Our guest, as promised in this segment, with kind of a fun event, very productive for you if you are getting ready to transition out of the military and get into the workforce, Mr. John Dix, who's the Senior Peer Navigator with Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center's Transition and Employment. John, welcome to Veterans Voice. Your first time guesting with us, first visit to the studio.
Thanks, Ted.
And just to put a finer point on this, you actually work for Mark Smith, who does visit us from time to time.
Correct. I'm his senior peer navigator.
Yeah. So tell us about you, since we're all meeting you for the first time.
So a 22-year Air Force veteran, started out in a hole in the ground in Montana, got a patch that said I won the Cold War, and the Air Force was like, hey, go find a new job in the Air Force. So I became an intel officer and then retired out of the Air Force back in 2012.
You had a good career. How long ago did you retire, Mr. Dix?
11 years ago now.
Yeah. And how did you and Mount Carmel find each other?
The first time I actually came into the building, it was still under construction, and then ended up coming to work here about 2.5 years ago.
That meeting got your interest piqued in Mount Carmel and what we do. Now you're part of the team as a senior peer navigator. You are Mark Smith's right-hand guy. And what you two put together are some great hiring events. And what you've done with those is you've brought multiple categories of employers who have hundreds, if not thousands, of jobs available all across the country. So you don't actually have to be looking for work in Colorado Springs in order to find employment, especially if you're planning to leave the area, which, of course, we need the talent to stay here. So part of what's behind all of this is that talent retention, trying to keep that good military talent in the Springs.
That's correct. So, you know, we'll have companies like Boeing is going to be here. The city of Colorado Springs, I believe, is going to be here as well. We'll have some potential international opportunities with some of those companies, those larger defense contractors.
Yeah, you get guys like Jacobs and some of the big guys. And, you know, they can be in the automotive space, the security space, cybersecurity space. They can be in Border Patrol, FBI, law enforcement, local, sheriff's department. And then on the other side of things, there are the trades, the food services. There's a wide variety of employers. You usually have roughly 30 employers and 30 tables set up. Now, what's the date of this next hiring event?
So it's going to be June 14th. We're going to have a little bit of a different start time. It's actually going to start at 11 and go until 2. And then after that, at 2 o'clock until 4, we're going to have a little networking going on with Veterans Beer Club.
Okay, we're going to pause right there. We're going to say thank you to a sponsor. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Veterans Beer Club, because they're quite a group and they're more than what they sound like. But there is a beer waiting for you after the hiring event, right?
Correct.
Imagine never having to worry about your information systems ever again. Colorado Computer Support, the exclusive Veterans Voice technology partner, meeting all of your computing needs and ours as well here in the studio. Colorado Computer Support is veteran-owned, veteran-friendly. They're your team for innovative, collaborative IT services and solutions to enhance and support your Colorado business. And when you need IT services to keep your business going, make sure the Colorado Computer Support team is on your team. ColoradoSupport.com. That's ColoradoSupport.com for more information. All right, sidebar, Veterans Beer Club. This is kind of a new partnership and kind of a new look and feel to our usual hiring event. So what's that all about, John?
So normally the Colorado Springs chapter of Veterans Beer Club will meet on the last Wednesday of the month. So here in May, they're going to be up at iFly. But in June, they're going to have a little one-off one. They're going to have this one immediately after the hiring event. So you can come for the employers and stay for the beer.
Yeah. There's some more stuff to talk about that in terms of what you need to do to be ready for employment as you're transitioning out of the service and into the civilian world. You want to get that next career started. We have a program called Link.
Correct. So Link, the next class is going to be the 7th and 8th of June. One of the things you're going to do in that class, you're going to prep yourself up. And on the 8th of June, you're going to do 5 mock interviews. You'll have your choice of potential employers that you'll want to interview with. Obviously, we'll try to do our best to get you matched up with who you want to interview with. And they will provide you some feedback as to how well you've done with that interview, give you some potential tips for their particular company, and then just some generic feedback.
I love the timing, June 8th, well ahead of the June 14th hiring event, which means, and the acronym, LINK is an acronym for learning, interviewing, networking, and knowledge.
Correct.
And that's what getting a job is all about, especially in this very networked city that we live in. We're very DOD heavy here. We're industry and manufacturing heavy here. We have tourism and the food scene, and the sports scene is big. All of those bases are covered in some way or another, even in infrastructure maintenance in these hiring events. And so some tips and tricks, if you don't mind, John, the resume is one really big piece of this in terms of what you're going to present to a prospective employer.
Correct. One of the other things, too, is going to be your elevator pitch, which is just a quick 30-second, hey, my name is John, and this is what I'm looking to do. You know, when you're talking to those employers. So you'll want to do that during the hiring event, but you'll also have that opportunity to practice that on some employers in a more casual setting, you know, when the networking event is going on from 2 to 4.
Yes. So we will talk about networking and knowledge when we come back. We're going to do a quick sponsor thank you again. Every season brings a new strain on your home systems. Veterans Voice partner, the WireNut Home Services, is the company you can count on to handle your heating, cooling, and electrical needs. They're family-owned, proud to employ honest, hardworking Coloradoans, very veteran-friendly. When you need plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical help, the WireNut does all of that. WireNut.com is the way to get more information. So the networking piece is big, and a lot of people coming out of the military find that a place where, if it's not a pain point, it's certainly a place where it's new or they struggle, and you have a means of teaching these folks how to network. You're teaching them what it is. That happens in the LINK class. Now, with you and Veterans Beer Club getting together on the 14th, you're giving these folks an opportunity to put what you've taught them in the LINK class into practice from 2 until 4 that day.
Correct. And so one of the things we'll do is, you know, if we've met somebody who's, say, looking to go to work for Boeing, we're going to take them over and introduce them to that hiring manager from Boeing that'll be there. And, you know, say, hey, this is Joe. He's looking for an opportunity at Boeing, and then make them kind of talk to that HR person in that low threat environment. One of the things I've heard the mayor's military aide bounce around is it's not really Colorado Springs, but Smallorado Springs.
Interesting.
A lot of people here know other folks.
Yeah. So we all know somebody who knows somebody.
Exactly.
Which is a huge advantage here.
Right.
Because you certainly want your prospective employer to know something about you or of you before you even meet them. And there are ways to do that, which you teach in the LINK class.
Correct.
Okay. So date of the LINK class again and time?
It's the 7th and 8th of June. It's going to run from 8 until about 4 each day.
Is there a cost?
No cost.
And do I need to be military to be in the class?
You need to be either military currently serving, a veteran, or the spouse of a service member. For the LINK class, they will need to submit a 2-page resume so that we can shop that to the employers.
You're giving a lot of assistance to prospective employees.
Correct.
And again, an incredibly deep pool of talent here in the Springs. We're all working very hard at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center to retain in this region, because the DOD guys especially are starved. The cybersecurity people are starved for good talent, and it comes out of the military, and we've got the bases here and the personnel coming out to help them out. So this is a big deal, this hiring event on
June 14th.
And it's in 2 parts.
First part will be the hiring event. That'll be from 11 to 2. And then the networking is going to be from 2 to 4.
Perfect. And it's partnered with Veterans Beer Club. So there's a nice cold beer at the end of the day waiting for you while you learn and put into practice those things about networking that are so important, especially around here, to getting good, gainful employment.
Yes.
All right. John Dix, Senior Peer Navigator, transition and employment here at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. We can't thank you enough for all you do to help keep these great folks in our workforce and to get them started on the path to a next great career so they can stay here and support their families, take care of themselves. We appreciate you very much. What's the way for us to contact you and engage with the next networking event?
So just give us a call at 719-772-7000. They'll transfer you up to a peer navigator and we'll get you started.
Yeah, again, you've been listening to Senior Peer Navigator, Mr. John Dix with Transition and Employment here on Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. I'm Ted Robertson. Coming up in the next segment, Delta Solutions. The owner, Mark Stafford, is going to be here along with one of his team members, Mark Schuster, whose name you hear quite a bit here on Veterans Voice. We're going to talk about a recognition they received from the National Small Business Administration. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Veterans, note the upcoming August 10th date to apply for PACT Act benefits. Learn more at va.gov/PACT.
Fentanyl is a lethal opioid contaminating drugs. It's more important than ever to learn how to reduce the risk of a fentanyl overdose. At keepthepartysafe.org, we have all the steps to ensure every night is a safe one. Visit keepthepartysafe.org.
Welcome back to Veterans Voice, presented by USAA. You're listening to us on our flagship station, KRDO News Radio. At the end of this half hour, you'll be able to follow the second half hour, where we will be joined by our friends from Delta Solutions to talk about their national recognition from the Small Business Administration. And then a newly minted State Women's Veterans Service Officer, Amy Domingue, joining us right now for our weekly five-minute update with our wonderful friends over at the Development Department. Justina Baker, Volunteer Coordinator and Co-Event Planner, along with Linda Sink, Troy Smith, and the crew who do yeoman's work, bringing funding to fuel Mount Carmel's mission into the organization. Justina, this couple of minutes together, we always like to spend talking about what you have coming up here at Mount Carmel, how people can get involved, volunteer opportunities, and the like.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your service if you've served out there, so we really appreciate you. Mount Carmel is so grateful for our volunteers. I cannot say enough thank you to everybody, businesses, and volunteers that support us, because we can't do this without you. So with that being said, we have a bunch of an amazing events coming up. The first one we're going to talk about today is going on Friday, June 23rd. It is our food distribution. If you've ever been a part of it, it happens at the Norris Penrose Event Center in the upper lot. It is a hand up, not a hand out, as Linda would say. And we need everybody to come out there and support that. If you have food you want to donate, we can take that. And also we need volunteers, as always, to help hand out, because this thing gets really busy and a lot of people need help right now. Our next event that we're going to talk about is our bowling tournament, and this is really exciting. The Stars and Strikes Veterans Charity Bowl. We do need vendors, we need support, we need sponsors and volunteers. Again, I can't say that enough. If you want to help us and you want to become a volunteer, please call us at 719-772-7000. When I say we can't do this without you, we can't. I've been volunteering for 4 years now, and now look, I'm doing this now. So I'm super grateful to be a part of this. If you need our address, it's 530 Communications Circle, again, Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. If you're a veteran and you need help out there, come on out. If you want to, you know, support us and donate your time, our office is always open, and you can come by, ask for Justina Baker or Linda Sink. And again, the phone number is 719-772-7000. That Stars and Strikes bowling game is going on June 25th. It's a Sunday at 2 p.m. I have more information on our website. So veteranscenter.org is our website. And that's how you keep up with all of our crazy events, because we are throwing some parties year-round. It's crazy.
So gosh, Justine, I quite imagine we come from about a half a generation apart. And when I was growing up, bowling was the thing.
Yeah.
And now you've come up with a fundraising approach to this.
Yeah.
Where anybody can get involved, whether you know how to bowl or not. It's rolling that ball down the lane and knocking those pins over and knowing you're doing it to support a good cause.
So my grandpa, who flew Apache helicopters, okay, also a veteran, was a pro bowler, believe it or not. So I think it's in my blood. Whether you're a pro bowler or whether you're not, you're out here supporting a good cause. And really, we want to get stuff like this going again. Just like you said, it's fun to bring the family out and bowl some games.
You can find out about this, volunteer opportunities, and a whole lot more at veteranscenter.org. That's veteranscenter.org. You're listening to Justina Baker, volunteer coordinator and co-event planner for Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Thanks, Justina. We appreciate you being here for our weekly update. We'll have you back in a week from now. I'm Ted Roberts, and you're listening to Veterans Voice presented by USAA and coming to you from the Optum Podcast Studio here on the campus of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe to the Veterans Voice at veteransvoice.us. In the second half hour coming up, Delta Solutions, their award from the Small Business Administration, a national award, and then Amy Domingue, who is the newly minted State Women's Veterans Service Officer. Hop on over to follow us for the second half hour of today's Veterans Voice at veteransvoice.us. Again, follow us at veteransvoice.us.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Veterans, note the upcoming August 10th date to apply for PACT Act benefits. The law that expands benefits for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxics while serving. Apply by then, and VA will likely backdate your benefits to the date of the bill signing, August 10th, 2022. Go to va.gov/PACT.
The second half of the Veterans Voice program, KRDR flagship station, and Veterans Voice presented by USAA, coming to you from the Optum Podcast Studio here on the campus of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And joining us as promised, Mark Schuster, a frequent regular flyer, a man of multiple talents, helping veterans deal with their money and their lives. You're helping veterans with employment and transition, but you have a day job. And we're going to call you Shu because there's a second Mark in the room today.
That's great. Good morning. Happy to be here. Thank you very much.
Mark, thanks for being here. The company we're talking about is Delta Solutions and Strategies. You hear them in the news. If you follow the defense business at all, you know this company has a lot of business under management for the federal government under the DOD, and they're hiring like crazy. They're veterans who love to hire other veterans. Want to introduce you to Mr. Mark Stafford, CEO and president of Delta Solutions and Strategy. Mark, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here.
Yeah, it's the first time I've been here, so I appreciate it.
Oh, it's a real pleasure. I know I've heard your name a lot over the few years that I've known about Delta Solutions.
I hope it's all good.
It always has been. But the more I hear the name, it's always in association with a new wave of growth, new contracts coming under management all the time. You've been very, very successful. So let's go back to the beginning. You're an Air Force, you are an Air Force retiree.
Correct.
Right. And then somehow between the Air Force and Delta Solutions and Strategies, how did all of that come about?
Yeah, I did active duty for 4 years here in Colorado Springs and in California. Got out of the Air Force, joined the reserves immediately. And from there, I went into industry. I worked for a few different companies. I worked for the Aerospace Corporation, then Booz Allen Hamilton. And while I was at Booz Allen, Delta Solutions was one of our partners or subcontractors. So they asked me at one point to come over and help with the company. The company had shrunk to about just under $5 million a year and help resurrect the company. So Kelly Kamatis made me a great offer. She's the founder of the company. So I came over to the company and we helped grow it, got it to about $12 million. And then we one of the partners left, and then we bought out another partner. And then Kelly decided to retire about a couple of years ago. So I bought her out. And since that point, we went from about we're up at about $100 million a year right now, over $400 million in backlog.
Yeah, and if I remember right, you've moved the company from a 24 in Powers over to I-25 in Woodman now is where the new
correct.
The
we had outgrown that facility. Yeah. And then selfishly, I was just trying to get a little closer to my home so I could work a little more and have a little better work-life balance, not driving out there every day, back and forth every day. And since then, that was about 15,000 square feet about 5 years ago. And we're adding 10,000 square feet here over the next 60 days. So we'll be doing a grand opening for that here and invite some people in town, our partners and the press and everyone.
Oh, that's fantastic. We can't wait to hear about the grand opening coming up. More recognitions have come your way. We're going to talk about those. I want to bounce over to Shu. So Mark Schuster, mm-hmm. We're going to use your nickname today because Mark and Mark...
That works.
That's a whole different story.
That's what everybody thinks. Yeah. I'm sure people call me lots of things, but when I'm talking to them, they just call me Shu.
So. All right, Mark. So you are a colonel in the United States Marine Corps Reserves. Mm-hmm. And yep. How did you and Mr. Stafford find each other?
Yeah. So you all know my wife, Mary. She's a flight attendant for United Airlines here in Denver. And We took a job transfer in 2017 for her, and I left a manufacturing job in California, and through the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and all of their services they provide, I was led to the Military Veterans Employment Expo in March or May of 2017. And that's where I started building my network. I met incredible people through Mount Carmel and was able to participate in an incredible program called Prep Connect 360, founded by Nanette Burde and Mark Lillivision. And through that course, I continued to build my network. And we always tell people network is key. That led me to volunteering with ESGR. And through the search for a job, Mark Lillivision got a call one day from Mark Stafford, said, "Hey, I'm looking for a new program manager." So Mark called Mark, who then called Shu, the other Mark, and we set up an opportunity to consider me getting hired with Delta Solutions and Strategies. The irony of the whole thing was that when I first met Mark Stafford, Mark Lillivision and I had gone to his office at Powers and 24 to talk about the ESGR Freedom Award application in 2017. And while we were talking about that, I was supposed to have an interview after that, but the CFO walked into the room and Mr. Stafford said, "Well, let's just do the interview now." And Mark Lillivision got trapped in my interview. And we always kind of joke about that. But after the interview, I got some incredible feedback. And fortunately, it went well. And I started with Delta Solutions in January of 18. That's the story.
And that is your day job.
That's my day job. This is what I do day on, stay on. And I will tell you that not just because my boss is sitting here, but truly 5.5 years into it, I've had lots of jobs. I've worked for lots of people in industry and the Marine Corps. And what I can tell you is what makes Delta Solutions and Strategies so strong is that we have a culture of empowerment. What I mean by that is as a headquarters team, there's no micromanagement. Everybody is pretty much given a business, a book of business, like myself as a director. And we get to run those businesses as we see fit. And we all collaboratively work together. We support each other. We help each other. And Mark Stafford's premise is this: I'm going to hire really talented people, compensate them as best I can, and then kind of get out of their way. And he empowers us to do our jobs. So we have a very collaborative working environment. And the results speak for themselves, both in our growth and the awards that we've been able to receive.
Now, this one is to you both, but Mark, why don't you go ahead and lead off with the answer to this question. What exactly does Delta Solutions and Strategies do?
We're a defense contractor primarily, so we have a few different lines of business. We do advisory services and technical support for the government, primarily the Air Force and the Space Force. We do operations and maintenance of military facilities, again, primarily the Space Force with telescopes and radars. And then we do some modeling and simulation of some intellectual property that I own. And what we do there is look at different types of missiles and ICBMs, and we model all the ground-based radars in the world for the combatant commands. And then we use that in exercises worldwide. And the last line is primarily training and exercise. That's how the company was founded, with Northcom here in Colorado Springs. So we do training for the Space Force, different parts of the Air Force also.
Enter Mark Schuster. You guys get together, and he's now Director of Operations and Maintenance.
Yeah, so I have, I think it's 17 individual contracts that Mark Stafford has put into my line of business. And really what it is each particular contract is its own line of business in a way, their own businesses. And the primary focus is taking care of our employees. The employees are really our product. So I come from a aerospace manufacturing background. We would bring raw materials in, design something to a client specification, and then send a product out to the customer. We don't make or manufacture anything here at this company. What we provide are professional services. So the first piece is taking care of our people. And as long as we can keep our employees happy and keep them focused, then they're able to do their jobs really well. And what that comes down to is maintaining government facilities across the world that are in support, like Mark said, of national defense. So a lot of our sites deal with civil engineering, reconstruction, all types of projects to build and increase facilities aboard military installations. And then we also have quite a few contracts that deal with maintaining the sites that support communications for the Department of Defense.
Mark also manages all our union employee force.
Okay.
So that's a very unique skill set that he has, and his logistics background, bringing that to bear every day is a huge help to the company. Mark's gotten a site in Puerto Rico through the earthquake, the hurricane, and got a lot of kudos from our customer because they couldn't even get down there into Puerto Rico. And Mark came down through both of those tragedies and helped all our employees get through it, brought down satellite phones for the employees and so they could take care of their families.
So it comes clear that Mark Stafford, you as the owner of this company, have spent a lot of time building a program, strategies, tactics, initiatives around delivering the best possible experience you can for your team. That's retention. That's what keeps people coming to Delta. But as you grow, you've got to add more people. And one of your favorite things to do is hire vets. You're a veteran-owned company, therefore veteran-friendly.
Yeah, we have, I think it's about 65% of the employees are veterans. And then I could probably take that out to 85 if we included, like, you know, children of veterans or married to another veteran. So we do a lot of outreach for veterans. We do a lot of Guard and Reserve employees. I think 15% of the company's Guard and Reserve, like myself, until a couple months ago. So it's really important to us. They just bring the skill set. We don't have to provide the training. They come with their clearances, and just the loyalty they have for the mission is incredible.
Yeah, and you're adding new work all the time. I think off mic, we were talking a little bit about a contract that you're waiting to get an answer on. And the answer from DOD and the federal government to Delta is usually yes, isn't it?
Yes, we've been on quite a hot streak the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. You know, like as I said, just in the last week, I think we added about $12 million in business since Thursday afternoon. So a slow month for us is $1 to $2 million, and a hot month, you know, maybe up to 15 to 20 million a month we're adding. So just a great problem to be in. You just, the biggest thing I'm looking forward to going forward, as you're alluding to with that rapid growth, is how do you maintain the culture? So that's really on Mark Schuster here and my other people who run those lines of businesses, you know, recruiting, HR, you know, how do we maintain culture through that rapid growth? That's pretty much my number one focus every day, is working with these guys and saying, and women across the company, and saying the culture is critical to maintaining that high level of, you know, technical services for our customers.
Okay, Mark Schuster, I'm going to bounce over to you because I want to know exactly what ESGR is. We have had Mr. Littlevision on before, and he is deeply connected with how that works. Sure. But let's explain it again. Let's talk about what the acronym means and explain what the construct is, and then let's talk about that Freedom Award.
Employer support to the Guard and Reserve. When the Department of Defense in the late 70s, early 80s decided to go to an all-volunteer force, they recognized that that meant that defense of the nation was going to be involving both community and industry. And so what they decided to do was establish an organization that would help balance industry and the fact that if there was a requirement for defense of the nation, then they would say, hey, let's find out what we need and help industry balance those employees that are serving the Guard and Reserve. So at the end of the day, the primary focus of ESGR is to help employers understand what their rights are under the law, which is the Uniformed Services Employment and Reemployment Act, USERRA, and then what's a employee's rights under the law, so that when Guard and Reserve members are leaving for their drills, their annual trainings, or orders, everybody knows from the beginning what they should and shouldn't do. As a result of that, ESGR has over 4,400 volunteers across the nation. It's headquartered at the Pentagon. And each year they award 15 companies across the nation what's called the Secretary of Defense Freedom Award. And there's about 3,800 companies that are nominated every year by their employees. And the Department of Defense selects only 15. In 2019, Delta Solutions and Strategies was one of those 15 awarded. And so Mark Stafford and his wife Jenny and me and my wife Mary and Mark Littlevision were able to go back to the Pentagon. It was the last Pentagon formal ceremony before the COVID situation. And that just basically speaks to the fact that we take care of our Guard and Reserve members. There's lots of things that you do to earn that award, but it just speaks again to why we hire our veterans and allow them to serve at the same time.
Veteran-owned, veteran-friendly, two great veteran success stories happening here. Here's where I want to close out today. The Small Business Administration has recently, on a national level, also recognized Delta Solutions and Strategies.
Yes, so we won that award here just a few weeks ago. So it was an incredible honor. What made it even better was the Space Force and U.S. Space Command are the ones who nominated us for the award. So we won Prime Contractor of the Year, not just for the DOD, for the entire U.S. government. So it's kind of been a whirlwind lately. I've been flying around. I was at Capitol Hill meeting with some of our congressmen and senators, from different states. I also got to go to the Rose Garden for the presentation with the president and the vice president. So that was an incredible honor. I'd never been to the White House. So they tell you about 2 days out that you're going to the White House. So we got to do that and then meet the director of the SBA. She did an excellent speech and got the award from her. And then Congressman Lamborn locally, his staff showed up to support us for the award. So just incredible. And I think the best thing about it was you're sitting in there and there's all these other business winners, you know, one from every state, different categories, and just these inspirational stories. It was absolutely phenomenal. It just made you proud to be an American and see what goes on with other entrepreneurs and capitalism day to day.
And you make it a point to share that success with as many people as you can every single day, day in and day out, which accounts for a lot of the business that you get, a lot of the growth that you're seeing and experiencing, and a lot of good careers that you're able to give to veterans. And as you say, hire great people, get out of their way, let them do their thing. Shu is a great example of that.
Yeah, and pay it forward, like you said. Mm-hmm. You know, here at Delta, we do a lot of volunteer work. You guys work with Mark Schuster mm-hmm. down here. We volunteer down at Catalyst Campus mentoring small businesses. So I'll be there next Tuesday, meeting with 8 of the cohorts and helping them. And I do a panel on how to scale your business. And then we keep in touch with those companies for, you know, the next few years. I think one of them I did about 3 years ago is coming in next week to talk to us and get some advice.
Yeah, and another way to get you guys linked up a little more closely to Mount Carmel and dialed in is VBOC. We just became the Veterans Business Outreach Coordinators for the state of Colorado. We need Delta involved there somehow.
Well, I'm sure Mark will hit me up later after I walk out of here on the drive back to the office. I can see him looking at me in the corner of his eye.
It's so, all good. And, you know, Delta Solutions does provide a lot of resources and support to Mount Carmel Veterans Service, and not only in the employees that participate, but the company also donates through the empty stocking.
Yes, and some other stuff we actually
and some other things that we do. But I also want to mention while I can, even though I'm here as one of Mark's employees, please understand that I'm just a small piece. We have an incredible team at the headquarters level, over 20 professionals. We have other directors of all types of different departments, and we could not do our jobs, and we could not be successful without all of them. Even though there's just two of us here today, we are representing the entire leadership team and all the employees across the world.
And I have to say to you both, it's a great privilege for Veterans Voice to be able to share the story of your success and how you do pay that forward as veterans, helping other veterans, getting them into great careers. We're going to hear from you more, I hope, as the months and years go by. Mark Schuster, Director of Operations and Maintenance, a colonel in the United States Marine Corps Reserve, accompanying Mr. Mark Stafford, the CEO and President of Delta Solutions and Strategies. Contact information if somebody wants to engage with Delta.
So our website is Delta Sands. That's DeltaSANDS.com. And you can learn all about the organization there, as well as look at our current job postings that are going on. And then, you know, come by the office. I'll show you what we do.
Mr. Stafford, you get the last word today.
I just want to say thanks for taking the time today. This is a great opportunity for us to get the message out about Delta Solutions. And anytime we can help other veterans, we're here to help.
Thank you both, not only for your service, but for all you do in service and support to other veterans and to Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center as well. I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to the Veterans Voice. Veterans Voice, presented by USAA, comes to you from the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center out of the Optum Podcast Studio here in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Mark Schuster, Mark Stafford, thank you very, very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
This is Veterans Voice host Mike Lewis, and you can hear us every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, Saturday, 8 a.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern on Wreaths Across America Radio, available on the iHeartRadio app, the Odyssey app, and the TuneIn app. Just search for the word wreath for Wreaths Across America Radio and tune in to the Veterans Voice. Now back to Ted Robertson on the Veterans Voice.
Welcome back to the fourth and final segment of today's edition of Veterans Voice. I'm Ted Robertson, hosting Veterans Voice, presented by USAA, and coming to you from the Optum Podcast Studio here on the campus of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Very, very glad you stayed with us. If you hopped over to veteransvoice.us to listen to the second half of the show and you were listening to us on KRDO News Radio, we thank you. We appreciate you staying with us, especially for our next guest, Amy Domingue. And Amy is with the Colorado Division of Military and Veterans Affairs, a unique position we're going to tell you about, the Woman Veterans Service Officer. Obviously, a special needs case there to create this position. But Amy, welcome to Veterans Voice.
introduce yourself if you don't mind. You are a veteran and you've got some other great connections to military, but you have that heart.
Yes, thank you for having me here as your guest today. And I started as the Women Veteran Service Officer for the state of Colorado on April 10th. So this is a brand new position. So I'm learning and growing as we go along here. But I, as you mentioned, I am an Air Force veteran and I have around 12 years of experience helping veterans and transitioning service members with various areas of their life, transitioning out of the military with their VA benefits, GI Bill, et cetera.
So you have this nailed down.
In a way I do, but I'm still growing this program from scratch. So,
well, and that's just it. This is a from scratch program. So they found you.
Yes.
The Department of Military and Veterans Affairs and said, we need a woman VSO to manage and maintain this program and to stand it up. So talk about the program, what it's intended to accomplish, your tactics and strategies for serving women veterans.
Yes, great question. So what I'm doing currently is I'm visiting with different women veteran groups across the state of Colorado and finding out what's working, what's not working, what are their needs, what do they want from the state of Colorado? Because this isn't my program, it's their program, and I'm going to be their voice. So I've had the opportunity to meet with a couple different groups, and they shared with me concerns and things that they do like, but there's so much more to go. So I am looking for other women veteran groups to meet with and set up times and just find out what the needs are out there so we can establish this and make this a better place for women veterans to live in the state of Colorado.
I have to tell you, when your hire was announced, I got emails and they were excited emails. This is great new territory that's being opened up here. Women-specific services that are going to be offered. And there are tons of women's military groups, and they run the gambit. But I am excited for you to get caught up with so many of them and meet some of the great people we have here in the Springs alone, let alone across the state.
Yes, I'm excited too. And it's interesting to me because my goal is to reach out to women veterans that aren't enrolled in VA as well, because some women think, well, I wasn't in a war. I didn't carry a gun, so I'm not a veteran. Yes, you are. So let's sit down. Let's have that one-on-one conversation and find out if you are entitled to any benefits. And let's sit down and have a one-on-one discussion on that.
You know, now we're in PACT Act and the big hard push to get people registered to be part of the research that's being conducted. And the respiratory issues, especially the whole business of being declaring that you're going to make a claim or going ahead and making the claim, but getting into the system so that you're going to, at the very minimum, be pre-screened for your eligibility for a claim and for conditions that may affect your life down the road. But getting you into the system now is very, very important. The big push is to get people to register before August 10th. Because if you are registered by that date, your claim is approved, you're eligible for back benefits for an entire year before that. And for some veterans, that could be a substantial and life-changing sum. So talk about your work in that space and how you're reaching out to be able to help.
Yes, great question again. So it is important for all veterans that we're around the burn pits. You may not be having effects today, but 5-10 years from now, you may. So it's very important to get yourself registered in the system before August 10th. I would say even August 8th, because sometimes the VA can have a little delay. So let's be proactive, not reactive, just in case there are issues further down the line in your life.
Exactly. And if you want folks to reach out to you on that specific or other issues, because we're going to talk about a couple of other things, how do we reach you if we have questions to ask?
Yes. So you can reach me via my email, or my phone number is 970-685-7868.
Perfect. 970-685-7868. If any of you have questions for Amy Domingue, the wonderful woman VSO. And let's talk specifically about the acronym VSO. I know we talk a lot about Veterans Service Officer and that role here on Veterans Voice, because we like to interact with the VSOs at least once a month here and bring them on to talk about the latest and greatest, the news and everything else that's going on, especially the PACT Act stuff and health-related things and employment-related things. Talk about your role.
So again, my role is for women to feel comfortable to talk to another woman. VSO, because sometimes women veterans are not comfortable talking to a male VSO for personal issues. They may have some PTSD or MST claims they want to file. And that's why I'm here, to reach out to them or have them feel comfortable, come talk to me, because I can sympathize. And I've helped a lot of women throughout my career file for PTSD and MST claims. And the way I describe that to veterans, whether you be male or female, I look at PTSD as like food poisoning, and it's not going to feel better till it comes out. So you got to get it out and get the counseling that you need. And I reassure you, you will feel better after that.
And that is yet another place where you are linkage to help for women veterans. By definition, a VSO is a veteran.
Yes.
Because veterans have to be able to speak the language with each other. Most VSOs have been through the system, the labyrinth, the maze, and that experience that you all have.
Yes. And those that need have specialty needs. I'm also going to work with the LGBTQ plus, transgender veterans, minority veterans, just anyone that feels comfortable, more comfortable coming to a women veteran service officer. If I am not available, we do have other women veteran service officers through the state of Colorado that I can also connect you with. It may be closer in your region.
Again, to reach Amy, 970-685-7868. Amy, where is your office and where are you keeping office hours at this point?
Currently, I am working out of my home because I do have a new office I'm going to. It's going to be at the new VBA building in Colorado Springs off of Garden of the Gods. However, it's not quite open yet. It will be in the next week or two, but I do have an office there. I went and looked at it yesterday. It's just beautiful, and I can't wait to decorate it and make it look very patriotic. So that's where I will be. I don't have my office hours set yet, but I am available Monday through Friday right now via telephone.
Monday through Friday via telephone. And again, the number is 970-685-7868. Amy, have we missed anything? This unique job that you're doing and role that you're performing, building it from the ground up and making it all about women and making women comfortable. I was really kind of surprised, if you don't mind me sidebarring, mm-hmm. to hear that there are some veterans out there that don't think that they are deserving of benefits or even of mm-hmm. themselves as a veteran because they did not carry a firearm or go to combat.
That's why Colorado felt there was a need. Let's reach out to these women veterans because there are so many that are not enrolled in the VA healthcare. And it is a great avenue to find out, you know, those different health needs. PACT Act is a perfect example. Like I said, it may not be affecting you today, but it could affect you tomorrow or in the near future. Hopefully it doesn't, but we want to be proactive instead of reactive.
I'm Ted Roberts, and you're listening to The Veteran's Voice, presented by USAA. Amy Domingue, Colorado Division of Military and Veteran Affairs, Woman Veterans Service Officer, 970-685-7868. As we close it out, we're going to give you the last word today, Amy. Anything that we've missed or that you'd like to add?
Yes. So I am really excited. June 12th is Women Veterans Day, and this year we are celebrating the 75th anniversary of the Women's Integration Act signed by President Truman in 1948. So what this law did is it enabled women to serve as permanent regular members of the Army, Navy, Marine Corps, and the Air Force. So I will be hosting a Women Veterans Day in Denver on June 12th at the American Legion Post 1. And the address is 5400 East Yale, Yale Avenue, from 2 to 3:30. All women veterans are invited to attend and in the celebration, and those supporting women veterans are also invited.
We'll find all of this information in this podcast post at veteransvoice.us. That's veteransvoice.us. Amy, thank you. Not only for your service, but for everything you're doing to lift up our women veterans and serve and support them a whole lot better than we've ever done before.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
I'm Ted Roberts, and you've been listening to Veterans Voice, presented by USAA, coming to you from the Optum Podcast Studio here on the campus of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center in Colorado Springs, Colorado. We will be back in a week from now.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Veterans, note the upcoming August 10th date to apply for PACT Act benefits. The law that expands benefits for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxics while serving. Apply by then, and VA will likely backdate your benefits to the date of the bill signing, August 10th, 2022. Go to va.gov/pact.
You've been listening to The Veterans Voice, presented by USAA. Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and originates from the Optum Podcast Studio, located on the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center campus in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The podcast channel is provided by Medicare Mentors. Computing power is provided by technology partner Colorado Computer Support. Additional funding is provided by supporting partner the Wirenut Home Services. Veterans Voice airs on flagship station KRDL News Radio Sundays at 7:30 a.m. The podcast publishes Saturday at 8 a.m. and is available on all your favorite podcast apps.